night after that, I would have thought.
Yeah, the pleasing thing is that's three clean sheets on the bounce, and that sounds, you know, maybe coming from an ex-striker, that is the first thing that I've said to you, but the boys are now, you can see there's a real discipline about the way we're going about our performances. First half probably wasn't a pleasing spectacle to the eye, but in terms of the way we're asking them to play, the way we're asking them to counter, party, get out of possession, they're doing things right, they're doing it to a man, and you know, it's restricting teams to opportunities. And then when the game opens up a wee bit, I thought we looked lively. You get the confidence with Bruce scoring the first goal, and as I say, it's pleasing to go on and then get the second and third goal, because that's probably one thing that we've been struggling to do this year, but really pleasing that it's happened.
Exciting, instinctive young finisher to work with.
Yeah, he probably had the best chance for us in the first half. He's been really unlucky, just pulled it wide of the post. But, you know, it's a striker's instinct, the first goal, when he, well, both his goals actually, but, you know, he's read where the ball's going to land in the 6-yard box, and, you know, he smiles at the end when he comes off, says, oh, he's down here to score goals for us. And, you know, we're thankful that Aberdeen have loaned him out to us, because he's going to be a right good player.
Was it maybe a rueful smile or a strike usually
fancy
the hat-trick at that point?
It did cross my mind, but, you know, he's given us his lot, as is every player. And, you know, if he's in there not happy with me, I'll accept that if he's going to score two every week.
You're saying it was a bit scrappy the first half. I don't think there's much argument with that. Just, what did you say to them at half time? Because I mean, they were quick at the traps the second half.
No, again, the first half, in terms of, I'm not going to be critical of the boys in terms of passing the ball, that, because you've got to be brave. That's when you're playing stray passes here and there and everywhere, that you've got to keep committing yourself to getting on the ball. We tried to hurt Partick in wider areas, and if our passing had been better, we would have got overloads in the wide areas. As I say, it didn't come off in the first half, but the pleasing thing there is we really restricted Partick to chances, and Partick are a good side. They've been on the right good runny form in that as well, but you know, we get a lift, the supporters then get behind us, and when we get the first goal, and you know, Gary's changed his shape during the second half, we then decide to go with two up front because we felt the game opened up a little bit to be more of a threat up top, and as I say, it's paid off tonight.
Must be pleased to have scored at corner kicks.
Yeah, and I would love to take credit for it, but Callum and Greg, you know, we discussed yesterday a couple of corner kicks, and you know, I have to give them the credit for that. They've been great since I come into the job, and it was something that they'd worked on the training ground yesterday, and when they come off, it's a nice feeling.
Good to see one of your defenders getting on the end of one as well, and testament and a good reward for the work that they've put in, not just tonight but in the last few games.
No, it's a team game, and you know, it'll be great for Danny to hit the back of the net as well, but you know, we pride ourselves on clean sheets, defenders and goalkeepers, but it starts this run, and I can only thank the boys. You know, we changed it up a little bit tonight. Boys were left out, but started the last couple of games, and I thought their reaction when they come on the park was different class, and the boys that haven't been getting game time, they've come in tonight and done a job, so it's pleasing.
Good. Bruce,